Due to technical problems, the first part of the sermon was not recorded. So please open your Bible to Galatians 5, verse 22.
Legalism is not from God's Spirit. It is from the flesh. Here is what the flesh we found 2 weeks ago will do. When the Spirit is not active and the flesh is active, here is what will be evidenced among those who profess to be a follower of Christ. We can expect this, by the way, from the world. I expect the world to act like this. But it's a shame when people who name the name of Jesus ruin their testimony when these kind of activities occur. Let's look at the grocery list. If you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident. Jealousy, strife, outbursts of anger. And by the way, I've seen it all in churches. Beloved, it shouldn't be that way. But I've been there. I've been in elder and deacon, not ours here. Thank God, I can honestly say that. But I've been through the mill, as they say, where deacons brought 38s in their Bible. They hollowed out a Bible. I thought, well, isn't that nice? That man's always bringing his Bible to the deacon's meeting. And little did I know, it wasn't a Bible. It had a 38 caliber snub-nosed revolver. I've seen deacons' meetings at Baptist churches. Why do I pick on the Baptists? Because we used to be Baptists here, weren't we? You know? Where there's been gunfights and the deacons have killed one another. What does the world then think of God's people when those kind of things occur? We're nuts. Religious people. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot about that. Religious people are nuts. And it's a sign that God's Spirit is not active among those things when that happens. But how come we see it so often? Because there's a lot of people, in my opinion, that say they know Jesus, but the proof is in whether you're being conformed to Jesus Christ. I love my Savior because He was not a harsh man. The only time Jesus got harsh was with the self-righteous fundamentalists. Now, for those of you who are visiting, we believe in the fundamentals of the faith here. But there is a culture of a fundamentalism that is harsh and unloving and unmerciful. And that's the deeds of the flesh. Dissensions, factions, carousing. Paul says, I forewarn you that if you practice those things, don't expect to inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because if you have that as a habit in your life, you've never been transformed by the Spirit of God. None of us are going to be perfect. But if that predominates in your life, you haven't been transformed in the new covenant. Now we move on this morning to the genuine evidence of a truly born-again believer. But the fruit, what the Spirit produces in our life. You want to know if the Spirit is active in your life? Watch for fruit. But what the Spirit puts in a life is this. Love. Now that doesn't mean that you're going to always feel that way, but means overall your life in Jesus will be characterized by love. That's why Peter said love covers a multitude of sin. Fundamentalists want to uncover a multitude of sin.
Love. Joy.
Peace. Listen to me. Men and women of God are peacemakers. Jesus said this, "Blessed are thee, for they shall be called." That doesn't mean you come to a elders meeting with a 38 in a hollowed out Bible and call the 38 a peacemaker. Although I've been there. It means God's people do not want conflict, for it defames Jesus Christ. How many times have churches defamed Jesus Christ? I got a shock yesterday. The kid said to me, "Dad, there's a youth pastor been arrested for sexual assault." And then they mentioned the name of the church, and it wasn't our church. But it was the name of a church that I am connected to on the other side. But it was the same name, but it was in Orange County. And I thought to myself, think of the defaming of God's people that will happen now. Because Christians sure do a lot of talking, but a lot less a walking. But you know what? If we are people of compassion, not only should we be compassionate toward the victims, but I hope someone at that church is compassionate. This may sound strange to you. I hope they reach out to the perpetrator. Because he needs the Lord. But how often God's people are defamed by how they act. This is what God wants to see. This is what is Christ like. Patience. It's hard to have patience, isn't it? Think how patient Jesus was with people. If you read through the Gospels, what is very evident is the disciples that he had with him were dense. Even the enemies of Jesus got it more than the disciples. And yet he was so patient with them. He was very long-suffering with them. By the way, these kind of qualities will never be produced in and of your own energy by your own power. It is the fruit of God's Spirit. God will only accept in you what his Spirit produces in you. So you can grit your teeth all day and say, "I'm going to be patient." But it's got to be Holy Spirit. Only you can help me with your fruit. You must help me. I am bankrupt. Fill me so that I may display the fruit of the Spirit. This is easy to talk about. I'll tell you what's much harder, to walk about it, not talk about it. How many of you could say, for this last week, you've demonstrated perfect patience? I couldn't raise my hand. So the preacher, can I tell you something? When you preach this, the preacher feels, he gets convicted by what he preaches. It has to be a yielding to God's Spirit. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Gentleness. Do you see why I've said in the past that what we see here is there is no... I've heard a term since I was a kid. Hard shell Baptist. Have you ever heard that term? What do you think they mean by that? Very strict. Very strict. What? What else? You know about hard shell Baptists. What else do you know? Legalistic. They make up rules that even aren't in the Old Testament. I love it when it says all foods are to be accepted and when it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer, and then what do some people do?
You need to become a vegan.
You like meat, don't you, Mark? That could be the problem. You know, I'm not, okay. Hard shell Baptist. That's not what God wanted. We should be soft cooked eggs. Soft. Gentle. That's what God is with us. That is Christ-like. How in the wide world did Jesus say, as they drove those spikes into him, "Father, forgive them"? They don't know what they're doing. That, to me, is that's our goal. There should be no harshness in Christians. But that's all I see in many Christians is harshness. Or am I exaggerating? Wanda, you think I'm exaggerating? Come on, you can hit. Come on. Why is it that it's a one-way conversation in preaching where when the preacher preaches, you can't say, "Now, wait a second, Pastor Dave. Come on, come on." That's what I think fundamentalists try to develop, is a feeling of superiority. And Jesus, you know, Jesus was the type, he who is without sin, you cast the first stone. So how many would be willing to pick up stones this morning? You see, that means we should be merciful to others because we want God. How many of you say, "I need God to be merciful to me"? Then Jesus said, "With the same way you judge others, you'll be judged. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall what?" So what you ought to do is do what God does. It says in the Old Testament, "I delight in mercy." That should give you a delight. Is Dave saying no standards? No, but it is wondrous and Christ-like to be merciful. It's hard, isn't it? There are some real jerks that call themselves Christians, right? You got to say, "Holy Spirit, under the new covenant, I'll need your power so that I do not respond in the way that I'm feeling like right now." If Christians truly exhibited the fruit of the Spirit, what a testimony that would be. It's hard because you need God's Spirit to do this. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This is what God cares about. This is Christ-likeness, is what this is saying in essence. Now those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh. What's that? Those things in 19, 20, and 21. In other words, we realize that is not a road we should go down. If we live by the Spirit, then let us walk. What does he mean by that? That means this. Walking means then let us depend upon the Spirit, having an attitude, spiritual attitude. "Holy Spirit, unless you help me today, I'm not going to display the fruit that I need to display as your child." Walk by the Spirit means to depend upon the Spirit. This is why it's a shame that there's been so much among charismatics excess, because what has happened is God's church absolutely needs the power of God's Spirit to be this way. And what we've done is run many times from the power of God's Spirit because we don't want to, we think we'll be accused of having the excesses of some in the charismatic movement. We need God's Spirit. We need to depend. We need to walk. We can't do anything. And now what do? Churches now just become cognitive dumps and realize that there is an enablement and an empowerment beyond just passing of information to people that the Holy Spirit needs to empower. How does that start? First of all, you have to acknowledge, "Holy Spirit, I can't do it. There's nothing in my own strength. I need your enablement." Have you ever acknowledged that to God? I need the enablement of your Spirit. I need to be empowered in order to have the fruit of the Spirit. I must be empowered and enabled. I am weak. This is what the benefits and blessing of the new covenant is. So instead, we think quoting a scripture verse is the way to be a Christian. It is not. The way to be a Christian is be merciful, gentle, loving, and kind, and living the scripture rather than merely quoting it. It's easy to quote. It's so much harder to live by it because you need the Spirit.
He says here, let us not become boastful,
challenging one another. Look at how good I am. I am such a wonderful Christian and they are not. Oh, I'm around that a lot. I have seen churches where if I have said to myself that if that's the way Christianity is, I would not want to have any part of it. But I know what true Christianity is like, and I've seen what God's Spirit can do when people yield to the power of God's Spirit in their life. It's a sense of dependence. It's a sense of needing God's Spirit. But when you become boastful, look how good I am. You challenge one another. Give a cold scripture verse to someone because you don't want to get involved. That's not the fruit of God's Spirit. Envying one another. Now, I'm not going to stop there. Because your verse 5:26 ends there, doesn't it? Unfortunately, these verses and chapters are not inspired. They were added later, and I think some scribe, I don't know what they were doing. I've read some that talk about the fact that they're copying something and it's cold outside and they're in a cave and their hands are freezing. And the head scribe won't give him any more coal for the fire. So they're all, I think that's why they made some of these scripture verses and chapter divisions, because they put them in the wrong place. You need to put 6:1 right up against 5:26. You see, 26 is contrasted by 6:1-3. The guy that boasts, challenges, gives a cold scripture verse, the exact opposite of what God wants us to be, the way he wants us to be, is in 6:1-3. Brethren, if a man is caught in any trespass, what's another word for trespass? Thank you. Give him a cold scripture verse, rebuke him, and walk away. You who are spiritual, please note the word spiritual here means you who are letting the Holy Spirit be evident in your life, reject such a one. Restore, mend them, help them. Sometimes they don't want help, but Christians should be the most willing to restore, to help, because it is an evidence that God's Spirit is active, the fruit of God's Spirit. You who are spiritual, restore such a one how? In the spirit of firmness. Well, where did you find the word gentleness previously referenced? Each one of you looking to yourself, lest you also be, and the word isn't tempted, the word is tested. Here is what happens. God delights in teaching us lessons
especially those Christians who are unmerciful. Here is what happens if you don't restore in a spirit of gentleness and help people. God will then put you to the test, and he will let you experience what you gave to others in an unmerciful and unloving way. You better be careful, because God, when he sees that you're harsh and unloving, may put you through something and let you experience the harshness to see just how it feels. You can't go wrong being merciful. I tell the guys at the seminary, if you're going to make a mistake in ministry, do it on the side of mercy and not on the side of harshness.
You who are spirit, lest you be put through that test, bear one another's burdens,
and in this way, fulfill the law of Jesus Christ. What's the law of Jesus Christ? Begins with an L.
Love.
Love. Well, we're out of time. We'll continue with this. The fruit of the Spirit does not harden us into hard shell Christians. God's Spirit softens his people to be merciful, loving, and gentle, displaying the nature of Jesus in how we respond to each other.